Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
This is a historic, first-of-its-kind case in the country. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, as we are in this Christmas season, we just want to thank the Lord for incredible victories this year. Especially the real reason for the season is why we do what we do.
Yeah.
To share the gospel and to share the freedom that comes from the gospel.
Right. The ultimate, of course, goal is to make heaven crowded, right? And it's not really about us. It's about all of our clients that we're able to help pro bono. We don't charge a penny, but we have the honor of being able to help so many people regarding religious freedom.
We've met so many people as a result of COVID that we had no contact with before in these kinds of volumes, military service members, healthcare workers.
Lots of new all friends. Different kinds, yeah.
Lots of new friends.
Yeah.
Just amazing group of people. And one of those groups was healthcare workers. And this particular situation was against North Shore University Health System. It's a private employer in Illinois, but it is very, very large throughout the state. And that particular employer took a very hard line on the COVID shots and said to the employees, you need to get the COVID shot, and there are no religious exemptions. So anybody who submitted a religious exemption, they were automatically denied. They weren't considered, and they weren't then analyzed and determined whether or not they could or could not have an accommodation. They just denied them across the board. If it said religious accommodation, boom, it's gone. Denied, no other consideration.
Which is unlawful. You're supposed to look at each person, each request for religious accommodation, but they just did like a bulk package and stamped them all denied.
Yeah, so we ended up getting contacted by members that had been pushed out. These were highly skilled healthcare workers, and we filed a lawsuit against North Shore University Health System. And we represented a group of people, and then we asked for class representation so that we could represent the entire class of individuals, which in this case was over 500 healthcare employees who had similarly been denied religious accommodation from the COVID-19 shot. And as a result of this, we ended up having the very first case and the only case at this time still that is a class action settlement for damages against a private entity like a healthcare entity here. And it was for more than $10.3 million, covering more than 500 healthcare employees. These healthcare employees now each got compensation, and they were allowed to return to their same job at the same seniority. And the employer had to redraft its policies so that every position would be open for religious accommodation to these COVID shots or any other religious accommodation. So a new policy, return to work, same seniority, compensation, and obviously there's attorney's fees and costs that came from that as well.
Yeah, this case had a lot of work for a lot of team members. So you make it sound so easy, but it didn't happen that easy.
No.
You know, that was months and months of work. But in the end, it's certainly worth it.
There's a lot of times that people, if they've never done a class action, the layperson typically says, well, why don't you just do a class action against them? Because it sounds interesting, and you're familiar with class actions for these big lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
And most class actions, they will have big damages. Most of the damages go to the attorneys as opposed to the people represented in the class.
Yeah, they get like a few dollars, a few bucks maybe from it,
We've all gotten these notices that you're part of a class and you can opt in. And
here's
you get
$2
maybe
for you.
$2 or you know, a gift certificate for 10 bucks that you get. But there's millions and millions and millions of dollars because there's so many people. And so a lot of that goes to the attorneys. In this case, this went to the workers.
Right.
And we did have attorney's fees and costs that came out of it. But
most of it went to them.
Most of it went
to them.
And that was our choice to be able to compensate them.
Sure.
So we got this first in the nation class action settlement. That sends a huge message, Holly.
Oh, yeah.
Not just to North Shore, but to any other employer that says, oh, my goodness, they did the same thing. They better get in line. They better go back and be nice to those people they pushed out.
Compensate follow the law,
them,
you mean?
Follow yeah, the law.
Right.
Provide opportunities for them to return at their same seniority. Otherwise, they are targets as
right,
well.
Right.
And, you know, there's a lot of employment law firms that they were on the sideline. They could have done this same kind of litigation. But because it was COVID, they backed away from it.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't think that they could win. Well, we showed, number one, that it was right and that you can win. And that actually woke up some of these private employment law firms like, oh my goodness, what have we done? We missed the boat.
Right. And you know, it's not to brag or anything, because I mean, back with the church lockdowns, we didn't go looking for this.
No.
But God put us in this pool. And then other people, other firms, other organizations finally came alongside and said, okay, maybe it's okay to get in the pool. You know, but we led the way,
I believe.
With the church lockdowns and those cases, and then with the COVID shot mandates, we've led the way. And it's a privilege, but it's not really about us. It's about the Lord giving us that honor to do that. To help
that's
these
really
people.
True. I mean, we led the way in a lot of those areas, the mm-hmm. military, the healthcare, all these different pushbacks that we did on the COVID mandate, mm-hmm. COVID shots, church litigation. And eventually what happened is there were others that used our pleadings. They did templates. Some of the other organizations that you would think that would have gotten involved, they didn't. They stayed on the sidelines. A lot of them got involved that were in private practice, and many of them we helped to raise up. So we're very, very thankful that we were part of this. It's a part of our history that we'll never forget.
Absolutely.
Because it's been very meaningful and moving to us, and so much of our work has benefited these people.
And it's still going on. I mean, that was a great victory, but we're still fighting in Maine for healthcare
yeah.
workers. We got a great ruling from the appeals court, but now we're still fighting in district court to protect these healthcare workers and get some kind of justification for the damage they've incurred.
Yeah, there's healthcare workers there too, where Governor Janet Mills and her administration issued a directive that all of these healthcare employers are to get their employees with the COVID shot, 100%, but no religious accommodations. And if you grant a religious accommodation, this is the kicker,
mm-hmm.
then you will lose your business license and you'll get daily fines.
Right.
And that's the real unbelievable issue here in this case. So these employers terminated these longstanding healthcare workers and compounded already the crisis of healthcare worker shortage that
right.
they already had in Maine.
And, you know, last week we also argued in court on behalf of New York healthcare workers, too.
Yeah, that's right. So we're, and that's a very similar situation that we have in New York going on there. The same thing as mm-hmm. where Governor Hochul did the same thing. Required the employers to get these employees with the COVID shot and threatened that if they don't, they're going to be penalized as well, just like in Maine.
Mm-hmm.
So in Maine, we filed suit on behalf of the healthcare workers. The judge dismissed our case, and then we appealed it. And I argued the case at the First Circuit Court of Appeals earlier this year. And then we got a unanimous ruling 3-0 in our favor, returning the case back down to the lower district court to be able to continue the case against Maine. Well, that was something that was significant because when Maine lost 3-0 at the Court of Appeals, then in August of 2023, they decided, oh, they're going to rescind their mandate because they saw the handwriting
Oops.
On the wall.
Yeah.
The interesting thing is it wasn't based upon, quote, science. It was based upon the litigation.
Right.
Because in August of 2023, they actually had an increase in COVID infections in Maine. And yet that's when they chose to repeal their mandate. So it wasn't because there was a decline in COVID. There was actually an increase in COVID infections in August. It was because we won this unanimous 3-0 decision at the Court of Appeals, and they didn't want to go through discovery. So we are waiting on additional decisions of the District Court in Maine, also the Court of Appeals in New York, and then in Michigan, we had a Michigan State University professor, and he published an article regarding COVID-19, and in that article talked about how it was causing damages, and then he was hit with, quote, unethical practices in his research, which was absolutely ridiculous. As a result of our assistance, Michigan State University's Institutional Review Board now has cleared him of any wrongdoing, stating that they did not find any noncompliance to their protocols within the study.
You know, that's what happens, though, when you're over the target and you speak the truth. And that's when you know you're over the target and speak the truth, when they come after you.
So we were pleased to be able to stand with this professor and vindicate his research. So for more information on Liberty Counsel or what we do, you can go to lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.